This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Plumes of smoke can be seen billowing across Gaza's skies as the clock ticks down on the final day of the negotiated pause in fighting. Last-minute negotiations between Israel and Hamas to extend the pause were overshadowed on Wednesday by an unconfirmed claim by Hamas that a 10-month-old baby Israeli hostage and his family had been killed. Shortly before the release of women and children hostages scheduled under the pause, the military wing of Hamas said the youngest hostage had been killed in an Israeli bombing, along with his 4-year-old brother and mother. Israel said it was checking the claim. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The first commercial airliner to cross the Atlantic on a purely high-fat, low-emissions fuel flew Tuesday from London to New York in a step toward achieving what supporters call Jet Zero. The Virgin Atlantic Boeing 787 flight was powered without using fossil fuels, relying on so-called sustainable aviation fuel, made up largely of tallow and other waste fats.
Sustainable aviation fuel, which reduces greenhouse gas emissions by about 70%, is the best near-term way for the international aviation industry to achieve its net zero target by 2050, the U.S. Energy Department says. Though it called the goal aspirational, the U.S. Government Accountability Office says that while domestic production of the fuel had jumped from about 2 million gallons in 2016 to 15.8 million gallons in 2022, it accounted for less than 0.1% of the jet fuel used by major U.S. airlines.
That is AP correspondent Charles de la Desma. This